ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
वर्ड बाय वर्ड यू से
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 16 प्लीज रिपीट वर्ड फॉर वर्ड तत् ते अहम् दर्शयिष्यामि दिरिक्षो सुरा सत्तमा कामीनम् बहु मन्तभ्यम् संकल्प प्रभवोदयम् प्लीज वर्ड टू वर्ड तत् That te unto you aham I darshyami shall show diriksho desirous of seeing surasattama O best of the demigods kaminam of persons who are very lusty bahu very much mantavyam an object of adoration sankalpa lusty desires prabhavodhayam causing to be strongly aroused translation O best of the demigods I shall now show you my form That is very much appreciated by those who are lusty. Since you want to see that form, I shall reveal it in your presence. Purpa Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva's desiring to see Lord Vishnu reveal the most attractive and beautiful form of a woman was certainly a joking affair. Lord Shiva knew that he could not be agitated by any so-called beautiful woman. The daitas may have been bewildered, he thought. But since even the demigods could not be agitated, what to speak of me, who am the best of all the demigods? However, because Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord Vishnu's form as a woman, Lord Vishnu decided to impersonate a woman and show him a form that would immediately put him in an ocean of lusty desires. In effect, therefore, Lord Vishnu told Lord Shiva, I will show you my form as a woman, and if you become agitated by lusty desires, do not blame me. The attractive features of a woman are appreciated by those who are affected by lusty desires. But those who are above such desires, who are on the platform of Krishna consciousness, are very difficult to bewilder. Nonetheless, by the supreme desire of the personality of Godhead, everything can be done. This was to be a test of whether Lord Shiva could remain unagitated.
In this connection, very nice to hear what Prabhupada says. This material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. That is, in the material world, we see whole creation is like that. And so, this material world is called Maithun Agar. Wherever there is a beautiful, handsome man, women are attracted. And wherever there is a beautiful woman, men are attracted. That is the very difficult to become free from this attraction, which make us forget Krishna. But there are great personalities, they know how to use it. You get married, and there are great personalities like our Mahajan. Many of them are Grihastha. Many of them are Grihastha. So nothing wrong to be attracted, as long as main attraction is Krishna. And jointly do devotional service. That is why Prabhupada made this society. And before he leaves, he said, institute Varnashram Dharma. That means there should be brahmachari, there should be grihastha, and for them there is farm. Sorry. Of course, in the city also they are nicely distributing book, serving in important position up to GVC, top Vaishnav. So anything can be used in Krishna's service. Almost everything in Krishna's service. And there is also men, women there in the spiritual world. But they are not that much attracted in their association. They are attracted to Krishna. Both of them. This is the difference. That is why Prabhupada made this ideal society, ISKCON, where is there nice Vaishnav, nice Vaishnavis. There is sannyasis, brahmacharis, everybody is there. And Prabhupada mentioned, who is the ideal brahmachari? It's very difficult to, of course, to maintain. Kali Yuga. Who is the ideal sannyasi? After we have brahmachari, come from Gurukul. Prabhupada said, Gurukul is the future of ISKCON. And then, if he thinks, no, I would rather take Grihastha Ashram. He can take. But should remember what Grihastha Ashram means. Grihastha doesn't mean husband and wife. It means they jointly try to increase the putra trekyote bharja, increase Vaishnav. They can bring children, Vaishnav, Vaishnavi. Thus they are the guru, they are also guru. Otherwise, they become cats and dogs. Two-legged, to decide. Dipat pasu. Everybody knows, Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, all our senses are deeply rooted, lusty desires there. Lust. So, bhaja hure mana, sinannanannana, abhaya charanara bindare. If we do Krishna bhajan, enechi osodi maya, avanapar acharya said, enechi osodi maya. Maya means, one of the meaning in that we make you forget Krishna. Of course this makes us forget Krishna, definitely, if we are lusty. Everybody has got lusty desire. Anybody can say here, I don't have lusty desire. That is why Prabhupada made this con. Nasta prayosu avadreshu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama sloke bhuktit bhavati nasti. Everybody in general are in a, common people are in a mode of passion and ignorance. And spiritual life means, you must come to mode of goodness. Prabhupada said, you check out all the time you say in a mode of goodness. Now if you ask, how many today came to Mangalarati? Don't mind. Prabhupada said, this is mode of goodness. Come to Mangalarati. Whole day will be auspicious. Mangalarati. Lord is casting auspicious look at us. And if fine spiritually, become strong. Every day come to Mangalarati, come to class, finish 16 rounds. Early in the morning, this is called Brahma Muhurta. Time for spiritual activity. That means bhajan. That means do your 16 rounds very nicely. Other time you do, it won't be qualitatively good. This subject, everybody knows, I don't want to further. There is full of Srimad Bhagavatam is there. You read the story of Jajati, how he became victim of Maya. seeing Devajani in a well, she was thrown by Sharmishta with other friends. And she has no clothes. And looking for it, become thirsty, a Jajati story. Pururava Urvashi, same. Rishya Singha Muni, same case. Every day this case is there. Till now, from time immemorial, to get free from this attraction, takes some time. Nobody should brag in front of sense object, embodiment of Maya, I am free, I am liberated. It's dangerous. Except Naranarayan Rishi, who is incarnation of the Lord, nobody should think. Even there is symptom, I have got the symptom, I am a liberated person. Still he should not think. And Prabhupada said, it's extremely powerful. Krishna says himself, Daivi hesa gunamai mamo maya durattaya. Very difficult, insurmountable. When Rukmini and Krishna talking, you will find in Srimad Bhagavatam that Rukmini is answering Krishna. Krishna asks, I am a cowherd boy, why you married me? Maybe you consider. So many kings were there. You find there Rukmini is answering that every point Rukmini nicely answered because she is a great devotee. No man. She is Shakti of Krishna, chief queen. He is answering. She is a great devotee. She is saying, who are king? You see, material are many kings. You ask me to marry them. Who do I marry? This is a bag of marrow, bone, and so many nasty, obnoxious things. It's too luring. And you think they are king? I see the king is the three modes of material nature. They control everybody. Who can say, I am not controlled by three modes? But Krishna is saying, Mam eva je prapadyante mayam etan tarantite. That is why we are here. Prabhupada gave us this chance. Surrender to Krishna. Come to Mangalarati and 64 rounds. Now distribute book after doing your round. Sorry, 64, not 16 rounds. Forgive me. But you can, you are Indian. Prabhupada said this is meant for some person, those are not coming from this culture. First of all, you may not know. He said something else. That is why the same thing came in my mouth. Because Prabhupada said this. But for us, don't sit down, do as many rounds as for these 16 hours. Nothing, actually. But the rest of the time, if you can keep yourself, if you keep ourselves engaged, then Krishna will say, okay, he's serious. Because we don't have developed taste. One day Brahmananda Maharaj was asking Brahmananda to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are not getting taste in holiness. Prabhupada said, you have to chant. Yes, I see, if I chant nicely, then feel like chanting more and more. Thus we develop taste in chanting. This is a chronic disease. Bhavarog. Was it from time immemorial? We are associating with this. So it will take some time. Big heroes. Julius Caesar is the emperor in Rome. Some say Antony became victim of a beauty of Egypt, Cleopatra. Anybody knows he educated. Solomon, big in a Bible, maybe their story. He has got immense strength, physical. But he became victim of Delilah. And Srimad Bhagavatam full of so many incidents. 60,000 years after doing tapasya or something. Who is that? Became victim of Menaka? Vishwamitra. So tapasya, no tapasya. Not by pain and whether you can conquer this thing. Only by surrendering to Krishna. But Lord Shiva is not supposed to be a victim of Maya. He is not. Just Krishna, Lord, is showing. But it is also Yogamaya, Prabhupada ultimately says. He is not supposed to. But we should be very serious. We should be very, very serious. That is why in scripture he said, even in a lonely place, one should not sit even with mother, even with sister, even with daughter, very closely. Why? Vidyam sopi. If you are, you know so much scripture, but the senses are so strong, we should not be overconfident. Ah, I am there, sannyasi. Whole scripture is full of, I remember, in Srimad Bhagavatam, reference, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, nearly 20 references giving how they become victims, many. Great rishis. What to speak of us here, nothing. This is Kali Yuga again. You are watching. Don't mind. Maybe dressing as renounced. The, other than previously Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Swami was cinema, now there is television. What television is showing, you know, I don't have to tell. More than that, internet. So many advertisements I heard come. It's all pornography. And these are irresistible. Though dressed as renowned, it is not very unlikely, without the knowledge of others, somebody is watching, timing, is an addict, this cell phone and tablet, to be so irresistible, it is not unlikely for a renounced person in dress could see without the knowledge of others at night or privately watching something he should not see and giving like that. So we can see how difficult it is, because Krishna is recording everything, what you want. So much so that a big administrative head of a country, he did so much for a country, big factories so that people get job and earn his bread and butter and maintain his family. But he could be, other than his wife, he is attached to others' wife. So, there is arrangement here. Maya adhyakshena, Krishna is saying, I order Maya. I order Prakriti. Oh, his nature is like this. He like this, he like this. Okay, give him body. He's too lusty. Dog is too lusty. Sparrow is too lusty. Dove pigeon is very lusty. There are some lusty so much. Every few minutes you want to enjoy sensual pleasure. Higher sensual pleasure is what you know. You just discuss. So you get these things are sensual. Monkey. Monkey looks externally very Murkwat Bhairago. Externally very renounced, no attached to any particular place to stay, residence, going some completely renounced, no clothes even. In India sometimes at least cover private parts. That also no. Paramahansa. No clothes, no particular residence, one, what is it? Eats roots, fruits, whatever he gets. Can you think of? No meat fishes. But, so lusty, still this is going on. There is a case, one guy has got a lot of money, he's become old, but still he has got so lusty desire. He wants monkeys generating organ to be amputated. Because he is not able to have enjoying sensual pleasure more. Can you think of? He's already became monkey. And monkey every day going to Pauva say 20-25 trees to look for a female partner to enjoy sensual pleasure. Can you think of? And that is why Pauva said many places he will go, there, according to his desire, according to his consciousness. Prakriti, Lord says, Maya Adhyakshan, I order, and Prakriti gives as his nature, his consciousness, that sort of body. But Prabhupada is so kind, make this society. Everything can be used in Krishna's service. You become a great personality. Even you become a grihastha. Because you are using it in Krishna's service. Make them Vaishnava, Vaishnava. Otherwise, again, you are renounced, but you are a debauchee. You know, hiding all these things. You have to pay a high price. So this is a great warning. So let me see what Prabhupada is saying. So, one place it says, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. We have got this disease from time immemorial. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. This is a chronic disease. Chronic disease means Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nhi Oshodhi Maya. That is why Prabhupada says, always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Otherwise, Kamadinan Kaditahi Kadrasya. I don't know whether Prabhupada mentioned this. Verse 34. And Prabhupada mentioned in other places this, in this verse, very nice. No. Prabhupada didn't mention. Other lecture he said, that somebody thinks, I am not serving anybody, but we are serving somebody. What is that? Anybody serving lust, anger, greediness. We become sometimes overpowered by these. That means we are servant of them. So there is a nice prayer of a devotee. My dear Lord, I serve them. Kam, krodh, lobh, moho, mod, matsarjo, so many times, life after life. Neither they let me go. Always trying to, they are not satisfied, neither I am peaceful serving them. Better I give up all these things. Kam, krodh, lobh, moho. Please, Radharani, please, Radharaj Bihari, engage me in your service from now. Hey, Jodhupate, individual. Jodhupate means Jodhupati, Krishna. Please, Radharani, Krishna, engage me in your service. So Rukmini Devi says that who can be king? These are not the king. Kings is the three modes of material nature. We know ourselves. Sometimes we are carried away, being in a mode of passion, get angry. But Hanuman knows how to use the anger. He is using it to burn Lanka because he took away Sita Devi of Lord Ramchandra, Ramchandra's Shakti. He is using in his service. So this way everything more or less can be used in the service of the Lord. So, just like a chronic disease, we have to, this is also chronic disease. For a chronic disease to cure, it takes time. Doctor will give you, regularly take this medicine. So our Acharya says, regularly chant Hare Krishna. But since we are not chanting, maybe purely having aparad, so Prabhupada kindly gave us, our Acharya, so many other services to keep us engaged in the service. So that, Nittam Bhagavata, Bhagavati Nittam Asloke, by association with Bhagavata, Prabhupada, a like person like that. And listening Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with the topmost devotee, and Krishna Kada, Krishna's name, form, beauty, personality, associating with Bhagavati Ruttamaskar, Bhakti, Bhagavati Rashti. That result is Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava. Most of the people are in the mode of passion and ignorance. You are lifted from passion and ignorance to a higher stage, mode of goodness. Kamo Lobha Tashchaje. Calm and lobe. Greediness, lusty desire, anger, Krishna said, it leads us to hellish condition, hellish consciousness. They become, most of the people, those who are doing like that, become hawks, dogs, what knows what they will be. But the devotees won't become like that. Devotees are heading towards back to Godhead. And they become pure goodness. So, Prabhupada said, all the time, try to stay in the mode of goodness. Take only Krishna Prasad, not outside food, though it may be vegetarian. No. Though it may be very palatable ice cream, pizza, pasta. Kishkan is providing all these things, prasad. Why go outside? Everything is there in Kishkan. Kishkan is like kalpa vikka. What do we Prabhupada say? Want, you will get it here. By chanting holy name and serving. So, kamalobatayaschade. Symptom of kam lobe is the one who has got. This is a mode of passion anyway. But moment come to mode of goodness, that is beginning, of course. Ultimately, we have to come to the mode of pure goodness. No drop of even kam krodh. That is why we are here practicing this. Prabhupada gave Nai Sadaraj Jari, Gaur Nitai, Ram Lakhan Sita. We are practicing here. When you are perfect, go back to the spiritual world, do the same thing. I said with Lord Ramchandra, I said with Gaur Nitai, depending on our attachment is. Prabhupada says, supposed to be Radha Krishna better. But still, we cannot. Yeah. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one associate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, worship Radha Krishna. But he at heart, he is very attached to Ramchandra. So, next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you see me. He came to see, he was crying, I can't do that. Why? I cannot forget Ramchandra Sita. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and told him, you are Hanuman. His name is Murari Gupta. So, somebody has got past attachment, something. Nothing wrong. We can try Krishna. Within Krishna, Ramchandra is there. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. So, some or other, Krishna constantly developed attachment to Krishna, to the Lord. This is what we are doing. That is why we are taking Krishna Prasad as with Krishna devotee, distributing Krishna's book, chanting Krishna's name, as with the Krishna Bhakta, taking Krishna Prasad, worshipping Krishna, Krishna's, everything related to Krishna. That becomes attached to Krishna. Krishna's Dham. Very nice. This is non-different from Dham. And it becomes a place of pilgrimage. So many tourists even coming. Prabhupada made such a thing. Wonderful. That the President of America, his sister is coming here. President Clinton's, or who? Somebody? Clinton. His sister came to check. Let me see why so many Americans becoming boxer. Let me go to visit India. And this is just suitable place for foreigner. A big, nice five-star hotel like our guest house. And she came and she said, don't tell others I am here. I don't like to see reporters, these others. Just I came to see why they're attracted. And 10 years, Prabhupada said, you, in 10 years, you all American boys and girls, help me. I did not know this will happen. When I came to America, humble, nothing I have got, even not visa a long time, no money, penniless. But I sincerely tried. Tried my best. To fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you wonderful American boys and girls. You are, Prabhupada's overhand couldn't speak and tears coming down. Prabhupada's voice choked up. You are the men of my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He sent you to help me. And in 10 years, at least something done to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every town and village, people will be chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And very few Indians at that time came. Some came in the Western country. Most of them are still here, still in the movement. And now, Prabhupada said, I thought, these Indians neither become sticking to their culture, nor waste their copying. Better if you are copying, they are not coming to me when he started here, in Jhansi, League of Devotees. And he's going to villages, sometimes doing Kirtan, Harikatha, being governor even to Vrindavan, Harikatha. You have got 4 sons. Give 2 sons. 1 son, I will train him up. Maharaj, what will be? Become a Brahmin, become a Vaishnava. After all, he has to get a job. He has to be a family man. He has to earn his bread and butter, maintain his family. What will he do by becoming a Brahmin? So Prabhupada are disappointed. But let me do one thing. If they are copying all these two powerful countries, Russia and America, better America, I don't go to England. Better go to America. And we can make these American boys and girls. His brother failed. Couldn't do. Prabhupada didn't tell all these negative things. Don't do, don't do, don't do. Prabhupada gave them all positive things. Take prasad, chant Hare Krishna with me. You can type? Oh, type my, what I am translating this. Whatever each has got quality and talent and skill, Prabhupada engaged in Krishna service, give nice prasad. And then Prabhupada in time, he told, if you want to become a devotee serious, don't take anything like this. Simply take prasad, not take outside. Don't take things. Don't be attached to all those things. You have got a higher taste, you like it, you take this. And we see today this ISKCON. How wonderful. Everybody is coming now. All country people are coming. It's a real united nation now. The grihasthas are there, nice, in responsible position, doing wonderful service. Brahmacharis are there, collecting money, going for book distribution. Here Mataji is in book distribution, I saw. Grihastha, how can we engage ISKCON house? Husband and wife doing wonderful service. Sometimes temple president being responsible position, even GBC, even ladies are sometimes taking top responsible position. The external thing is not so important. Oh, so I have got many daughters. They are no less than a real sannyasi in a true sense of the word. They don't keep a penny, collecting huge amount of money. They know how to collect. And so this wonderful temple. Now Mayapur, TOVP is coming up. And definitely, Nityananda Prabhu says, Adbhut Mandirek Hoive Prakash, Gauranger Nitya Seva Hoive Prakash, Gauranga Mahaprabhu will be worshipped there. And people will come from all purposes to bring all people of the world to Mayapur. He told that one of his disciples, long time spent in Western country, stay in Mayapur. You'll see what will happen here in Mayapur. Prabhupada can see the future. Devotee used to ask Prabhupada, whole world people will be chanting, where the people will get people? Because I can see so many temples around the world. We are separated by time, so you cannot see. I can see. Many things. Here many told Prabhupada, Prabhupada you cannot make temple here, engineer even. They're near the sea beach. He cannot build his temple here. Tall, so many, multi-story building, guest house, and so on. There's one guy, he told the story about that. Siddhartha Mahārāja took me. I think he died now. His sons are there. He used to invite devotees. And he had the incurable disease. And he one day saying to see a sadhu Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, sit down here. Here my Western devotees are here. You help them to build this temple. They're a contractor or whatever. You help. Everything Krishna will take care. Don't go to doctor. And he said, Maharaj, I am surprised. Doctor said, I may not survive. I am long time living. And they found out, engineer even, that though that guy tried to cheat so many persons and take away money, Mr. N, Prabhupada said, he can't do anything. I told Krishna, I will make a beautiful temple here. He cannot do. Now tried to cheat also Prabhupada, because he can. He did so many things. Badly mishandled our devotees, ladies, so many times. Ultimately, he won. Many leaders, our society said, Prabhupada, leave this place, we will go another place in Sivet. I said, no, this place, because Prabhupada can see the future. It will be a place of pilgrimage. Even the tourist will come here. He's a tourist. He was a very influential person and cheated many people. He cannot cheat Krishna. And before Prabhupada leaves here, suddenly he said, he's going to Australia, he said, see what happens now. Next day, Mr. N finish. And his wife came crying. Prabhupada said, now still there is time. You now help devotees so they build the temple. You lost your husband. Cannot cheat Krishna. And temple. And engineers found out that actually here underneath, not soft sand, it is a big stone there. They can build a multi-story building. You can see? It is better to follow a pure devotee of Krishna and ride, rest assured, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Still we can serve Prabhupada, Prabhupada's desire, follow his representative and be successful in your Krishna conscious life. What Prabhupada is saying then in this matter? Such are the affairs that began when Lord Shiva, Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball in such activities. The influence of Cupid is very prominent. As both parties move their eyebrows and glances at one another, the lusty desires increases more and more. Read Jajati and Devjani. Devjani has done well. Devjani says, oh, this is the king. She is a Brahmin's daughter. It is not possible. And he is Kshatriya. But to help, he stretched his hand. Moment she caught the hand, and he gave the cloth to cover herself. And she said, by the arrangement of providence, we are already husband and wife. We accept my hand. Please don't deny. He was hesitating, I am a Kshatriya, how can I do it? But by that time, Prabhupada said, he saw her bodily beauty and he was captivated. And it is very difficult for him to say no also. This is the case. So many cases are like that. So Prabhupada said, it is extremely difficult to conquer over Maya for any person except God or like that person, or pure devotee. So before Vivenda, we all of us should be rather humble and not be overconfident simply by dressing for some designation. This is we learn from this. Same thing. Pururava and Urvashi. Urvashi heard glorification, such a great hero Pururava is. And hearing this in heavenly planet, he went to see Pururava. And Pururava seeing Urvashi was also captivated. The same thing. This is material lord. This is called Maitun Aga. I don't want to say much. Want to become a big mouth. Maybe you should bless me or pray for me. So I am saved. Because we are very, very responsible dress we have, sannyasi. And Kali Yuga is forbidden. Let me follow Prabhupada's instructions strictly. Please pray for me. Aja? Both, as both parties move their eyebrows and glances, and their desire increase more and more. Such reciprocation of lusty desire took place between Lord Shiva and the beautiful woman. Even though Uma and Lord Shiva's associates were by the Lord Shiva's side, such is the attraction between man and woman in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Vishnu. That is why Rishabdev thus explains the nature of lusty attraction. Pungsa striya maituni bhavam metam tayro mitho hidaya gantim ahu ato griha khetta sutapta mittair janasya moho ayam aham ameti. Last snare of Maya, thinking material thing, I and mine. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told another sloka. He is saying that, Jesham Saisa Bhagavan Dai Dhananta Sadbhatpana Padasrita Jadi Nibbalikam. If you are without any pretension, slightest, you with body, mind, words, everything, offer yourself to the lotus feet of the Lord. Then maybe can. Otherwise, we can be saved. Otherwise, we can be saved. Otherwise, Naisham, Mama Hamitidhi, I am mine to material thing. So, Sigala Bhakti, that which can be eaten by a dead body one day by hawks, by foxes and jackals. We are so attached to this body and bodily relation. As long as his eye and mind is there in this, for him to difficult Maya, feel difficult. This is the last snare of Maya we have. This body, that is why Krishna telling the devotees, telling the kings, he saved who are captive in the prison by Jarasan or Narakasur. I think Jarasan. Narakasur, the ladies. And he told them, instruction is one, is forget this body. And one should be in the material world, one should be very careful in his dealings. This is. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to this body, to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. There is a nice story of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, even how brahmacharis renounced orders become attached. He was a Bhagavad Gita and he seeing a mouse is eating up. And his guru one day says, so you remain here and do your bhajan. And he found, well, who is eating up? Maybe mouse. So how to get rid of mouse? If I get a cat, very good. Brahmacharya sannyasi means have minimum things, ideally speaking, ideal brahmacharya sannyasi. So, he brought a cat. After some time he thought, cat requires some food, maybe I should bring some milk for him, he is doing such nice service. So, he brought the cat, so milk where can I get? Bring, is not good milk. He is doing good service to me. You have got my, how can I get pure milk? Maybe get a cow. You get a cow. The milk, one who is milking, he has no time. So get a milkman, but in India, you know, milkman, what they do? They're putting water, this, that, stealing. If I have got a friend, that will be better. Who can be best friend? After thinking, Lord, maybe I have got a life partner better. And this way, what a life partner? He got married. And this way, married means wife is called, there is some word, which means who expands. Wife. That means there will be children, son, daughter. Then they will be married. There will be grandson, granddaughter. Gradually he requires money to maintain. He did some arrangement so that he can get more and more money. Thus he has got a house, then big house, then bigger, like a palatial building. After a long time, guru comes to see the brahmachari. This happens to organization, many also like that. Where there is one thing, the other money will come. Money is there, another thing will come. What it is, I am not telling. You know. So he changed his ashram. So what happened is, the guru came, you cannot find the disciple. It's a big building. Looking here and there. Suddenly asked, is there some person? His name is this. I am that person, oh Guru Maharaj! He don't know what. You? Yes. What is all this thing? Guru Maharaj, this is Gita Sansar. What is Gita Sansar? Because I used to read Gita, you said, every day read Gita. I am reading, I find somebody getting eaten up. Must be mouse. So I brought a cat. Then to feed the cat, nice, he is doing service. You know, I have to get milk. Really, then what do you did? I have to get a cow. Then? To take care of the cow, I cannot read Gita and everything to my devotional service. So, I thought I require a man. So, I see, this way increased. then best man could be my best friend, my intimate life partner. And from then you have got, you know, grihastha, I've got children. You know. So what about Krishna consciousness? So one should be very careful. Take advice from Guru, then get married better. Otherwise, maybe you will hardly find time for Krishna consciousness. Same thing. Whether it is sannyasi, also same. Pupa says, better don't do something stupid. Better you get married, but carry on your Krishna consciousness. Even this is not good for a renounced person. His father, Krishna, will think at least he is practicing Krishna consciousness. So this is negative side. Positive side is, we see Haridas Thakur, we pray to him, sincerely follow our Acharya's footprints, Krishna will protect us. Time is running out. Maybe. How long is that? So I don't want to be a big mouth. I am simply repeating our Acharya, what he says. I am not teaching you. You have come here to teach you. I must say. I can be also a victim, but you should pray for me. That is, I request you. Many are strong brahmachari, even strong grihastha. Even a grihastha can be a brahmachari, Prabhupada says. But it's difficult, maybe. Prabhupada says, you don't be attached. Think your wife is giving you sensual pleasure. Then you are a brahmachari. Whereas dressing as a brahmachari, not real brahmachari, this is also very abominable. Krishna is watching everything. Better be what you are, better. In this case, another story I tell. Sometimes to Guru, one grihastha came, is telling, after marrying, have children, maybe he found something in grihastha life, which he does not like. So he came to Guru. Guru Maharaj, what? I have got now, I feel now renounced. Vairagya, I don't like this material world. Really? What do you want? I want to become a renounced person. What, you want to take danda, sannyas? You want to take mahaprasad? And people keep you dandavat? Very dangerous. You don't deserve all these things. You really want to become a sannyasi, renounced? Yes, yes, yes. You now married somebody. Where this girl will go? Your wife. Who will take care of her? You have got children? Yes. Who will bring him up? Give him education? If she is a girl, get her married. This is your responsibility. Who will do that? Oh, I don't like this. What you like? I don't want sannyas. Really? Really you want sannyas? Prabhupada is telling what real sannyas means. That is our thing, of course. We should ask ourselves. Then you are a sannyasi. It is all consciousness. External base is the material world. Krishna will see your consciousness. What is that? Don't, from now on, think your wife is meant for giving you sensual enjoyment. And also your children. Do as a matter of duty. Then you are a sannyasi. That is, we should learn. That is for me. We should think what real sannyas means. Please pray for me. I don't know. What is that? I don't want to be big mouth. Please forgive me. When a man and a woman exchange this feeling of lust, both of them are victimized and thus they are bound in this material world in various ways. That is why the Prabhupada said, plan in such a way, marry, best thing, a man 25 years age, marry. So that by 50, he has got a son grown up enough to take care of his wife, and he take vanaprastha. This is ideal purpose. Otherwise, you can make adjustment, but he must give up family attachment, grihastha. And brahmachari is the best life, purpose said, safest. Sannyas is very risky. Sometimes some society, so many sannyasis could not maintain purity. Difficult. Not take it seriously. Maya is extremely powerful, Prabhupada said. extremely strong external potency of the Lord, one should remember. But we unfortunately forget, we take it for granted, and we become victim. So, any question, comment? I don't want to, this subject is such, I don't want to be a big mouth. What Prabhupada says, better I am repeating. He applies to us also, those who are sannyasi, especially brahmachari. So, if you have got anything to say, this tell. We should pray to Haridas Thakur, so that Haridas Thakur, tested by Maya Devi and by Lokkhira, one guy in Bangladesh, when I go to that place. His name is Ramchandra Khan. He was rich people. They, when I say, beggar like sannyasi coming to me, I am successful. I have got so much state money for my children, wife. And this guy is coming to me for money. And telling for God, give his money. Why don't you go to your God? I see I myself is like no more, no less than God. You are coming to me. Prabhupada, inverted comma, Prabhupada says. You can read the mind of a rich man. And sannyasi, brahmachari go for money, for the temple, he has to remain humble when Krishna is saving. Both ways. So unless we become humble, we cannot chant Hare Krishna. Tinado pisuni chena, toruriva sahishna. You have to tolerate, give all respect. Yes, you are great, you are Mahan. You can serve Radha Raj Bihari. Okay? Sit down there. Okay. So that he will get some benefit. For his good, he doesn't know. What can be done? We have to be humble. We can be at the same time pop up and humble. Prabhupada read, one day one devotee was reading, Dambhadatva Vimanascha, I think chapter 15, if not 16, Daivi Sampat and Asurik Sampat. Then the devotee asked Prabhupada, if Prabhupada Dambhadatva Abhiman, pride, ego, false ego, arrogance, is all within us there. I thought we become this. Prabhupada said, you want to make advancement, you should check yourself. Have you become free from all these things? Unless you become pure, how can you go to supremely pure Krishna and serve him? We have to become also pure like him. Maybe he is Vibhu, we are Onu, but we have to become pure, free from lusty desire. Otherwise you cannot enter into Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. Spiritual world means Vishuddha Satta. No dot of lusty desire comes. As long as they are maybe very higher planets, again chant Hare Krishna. No. That is just like school mathematics, kindergarten, college, MSc, university, first class first. Very few. But still we have got hope, unlike our outsider. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any comment or question? There are Prabhupada's old disciples is there. Jadivara Prabhupada like very much. Where is our photographer? One day Prabhupada is telling me. You don't know? I heard. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Bhishma Dev is also a Mahajan.
Yes, Bhishma Dev is a Mahajan.
And Lord Shiva is also Mahajan plus chief of the demigod, best of the Vaishnav. So comparison between both, Bhishma Dev had a right to enjoy woman, but he forgo.
But he did not enjoy.
So Bhishma Dev is, stronger than Lord Shiva in that aspect.
I won't say. I am a kindergarten student, and they are more beyond master degree. I am not going to judge them. If you can, you do.
I am not judging. We are just observing their behavior.
We have got qualification to judge. I cannot judge my guru or guru's godbrother. What to speak of them? Why is Jodhubara gone? Disappear.
we often say that for Leela purpose it is shown like this. But
so,
in Leela,
we can become puffed up and take things for granted because of my dress. Krishna will soothe the heart. Moment I become overconfident and Mayadevi, Krishna's police department head, they will teach me. That is why many dressing this found it very difficult to maintain the purity. This is why Prabhupada made this call. If we strictly follow Prabhupada will save us. Make sense? Make sense, sir? Yes or no? No answer. Means yes. Yes? Sir, are you free from Maya?
No, not.
So? How can you judge? Judge Lord Shiva. We want to become a grain of dust, Lord Shiva's feet. He is Vaishnavaram, Yatha Sambhu. He is one of the top Vaishnav.
Mahajan should have some standard qualities. So both have different qualities. That is what I am saying.
But both are top Vaishnav. Uddhava is also greatest Sevak. And Govardhan is also Sevak, Maharaj Yudhishthir. Still there is difference. But we cannot judge them. If we become a grain of dust of their feet, maybe we will become free from Maya. Rather we see it this way. This is what I learned from this. Then comparing them. Commit offense. May commit offense. What the others say? It's dangerous to Vaishnava Parad.
Hare Krishna Maharaji. Maharaj ji, Cheto Darpan Marganam ka aapke Mukharbin se thoda elaborate kare, describe kare.
Cheto Darpan Marjan is depending on our status, spiritual status, I will say. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Within that sloka, many things are there according to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. You understand? Cheto Darpan Marjanam means also this. How to become free from this kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, mad. Then when more dust what is there, like Himalaya, within our heart from time immemorial. But if we hear this, then Krishna from within, who is our best friend, depending on our surrender and loving service to Him without pretension, Krishna will clean those dust so that we can see ourselves. Be convinced we are not this body, we are spirit soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Not theoretical book knowledge, but conviction. And accordingly we will behave. Then we can see every woman as mother. Make sense? If you are pure, we see like that. But difficulty is modern days, some of them dress in such a way, you cannot see them as mother. Yes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So Cheto Darpana Marjan means cleans your consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna. Param Vijayate is the best medicine. But we have got many cannibal offenses we are making, so we are not becoming free that much. So Prabhupada kindly gave us many service depending on our talent, depending on our skill and inclination, so that we become absorbed in that and not attracted by other things. Moment we are not in Krishna consciousness practicing, any moment, even a small moment, Maya can enter to thee and test us. That's why we become, many of us come with this dress and after many years suddenly become victim. Isn't it? They change dress. They make it little light, lighter, then add them. That is what I say. Because otherwise he find it difficult to face the public, at least in India. Because in India, if somebody this day can change, it's very difficult. It's better for a sannyasi, maybe commit suicide or go out to jungle, nobody sees him. This happens in Bodhinath. One guy. He's asking, Maharaj, what do you think of me? He is staying in Bodhinath with one lady. But he has this dress. Then he asks, seeing a sannyasi, what? Am I? Is okay? See, is it okay? Your guru knows? No. Then get rid of her. This is not your sannyas or brahmachari. Krishna will see your heart. That's why he said, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Krishna will see heart, not the dress. You may have white dress, but at heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagan Vairagya Pradhan. Mahaprabhu has got, most of his devotees are Grihastha, but they are at heart Goswami. That is, Prabhupada said, the ISKCON, I want all my Grihastha to become Goswami. That is the ideal case. Now if they can, it is very good. Who can? He will go back to Godhead. Make sense? In short, I will tell. Now it has got further, further, more explanation there. Huh? That is, you have to see books. In a short time, I won't tell. Then better read that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Gundika Marjan Lila. How to clean the where Jagannath will come. When heart will be clean, just like if king wants to come to your house, you have to make king's throne proper so that you can ask him sit here. He won't sit any place, king. So Krishna to sit his place, he is the embodiment of Vishuddha Sattva. When your heart will not goodness, more of pure goodness, you will feel Krishna is within your heart. Now, only from book we know Krishna is in our heart. Are you feeling? Anybody please raise hand. Yes? Nobody is raising hand. At least we are honest. So we have got hope. This I see. What others say? What sir you say? You feel in your heart Krishna? Huh? You love Krishna. You are not answering my question. Do you feel the presence of Krishna within your heart? Say yes or no. You are great. We can see, feel, we still are heart dirty there, but we feel joyful by chanting Hare. Thank you. Anything else? So, can you finish it here? I don't want to be a big mouth on this subject. I don't say I am free from this attraction of Maya. I must tell the truth. We can become any time victim. You may not be. You are feeling Krishna within your heart. You know. Krishna is our best friend. If I follow Krishna's instruction, Krishna will protect us. It's the faith. But we pretend that. Wishy-washy. I don't want to be big, I want to take much talk about this subject, because I know we are not free from this attraction, I must say. But to run the society, our leaders ask, we require many renounced persons. So we put this. But I don't say, tell the truth. See from this? No. In any moment you can become it. But you have to carry on our business. This dress attracts people and they command respect and they listen to him. So we use this for this purpose. But I won't say. I never asked for this to my Guru Maharaj. Yeah. I won't say even true brahmachari remain present day is very difficult. But brahmachari means there are 8 things he should be refrained from. Very difficult. What to speak of sannyas? This is the truth. I must tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And it applies to us. Now you pray for me so that I am protected. There is I will say. But many are protected, yes. Prabhupada, and still now many coming. There. Nice devotees. Grihastha, Brahmachari, Mataji, they are pure. But there is no end of purity. There is no end of purity. That is only 5 to 9. Shall we finish here? 5 to 9. Can you finish here? Nobody asking question, comment? This is a subject this boy asking. Yes, sir. I must say I have got a limitation about this.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you very much for the class. Maharaj, sometimes, you know, we have to go foreign countries and for occupation. We have got responsibilities. And, you know, there it's very difficult.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes it's like impulsive thing comes that, you know, drop that, come back, then again.
In short, tell the question to the point. Yeah, I understand.
So how to deal with the situation? I mean, we have to...
Follow, read Prabhupada's books. It's a general question you ask. Many facings. I am a person. If he does not send car for me, coming from Mira road, I have to come in some other means, maybe public vehicle. And there are so many attractive things. This is Bombay. It's called Bollywood. And Bollywood means, you know, like Hollywood of India. So many attractions. What to speak of Bollywood? Even in Calcutta, Delhi, I go other places. What we do? We pray to Krishna. We pray to Prabhupada and follow his instruction. That is the only means in general. You sincerely follow, according to your sincere following, the Krishna or our leaders, they will protect you. Make sense? That is general. I am not a doctor. Feel your pulse, private. I don't know how many days you are practicing, where you go, where you work. Who knows, you can tell better. Somebody, I tell you, one PhD doing, he has gone to China. And he wrote to me, Maharaj, I want to remain a brahmachari. I am surrounded by all young ladies. I have to work with them. Then give up your pride. I am a strong brahmachari. Be humble. I am tip of 10,000 part, tip of a hair. I am very fallen. Tinadopi sunichana toruva sajna. And cry to Krishna at heart. You cannot artificially cry. Can you artificially cry? No. At heart you cry, Krishna, help! Vaidastaku, help! Prabhupada, Arache, help! I want to remain a brahmachari. And he got the help. And he got arrangement so that he can do PhD and not you have to go to China, Beijing or Shanghai. He come to here, some university, he got this. Krishna can do anything and everything. There is a saying, ask, you get the response. But you have to know how to ask. Prabhupada says, you should know how to cry. A child cries. Why mother's father comes at once? Because he's sincere. But we may be crying artificially, officially. That also difficult. Yes? Just like artificially laughing, club, drink. Are they getting healthy? But when they come to ISKCON, they say, devotees, bright face, chanting, dancing, this is real laughing. Real joy. Not ha ha ha. That don't work. Only chanting Harinam. Yes, sir? Yes? Why you come here? That is why he comes here. Yes or no? Outside you laughing club, you can be happy. Seeing the Gaur Nithai, Radha Raj Bihari, by their blessing, you are okay. You are healthy. How old are you, sir? 63. How old do you think I am? 65. How old am I? 76. Do you know why? Because of, by the mercy of Radha Raj Bihari and Prabhupada. I get up early in the morning, I take bath, I come to Mangala Arati, what my guru says I do. That is right. All these contemporary look at, they are bright faces. Anybody outside, see, they are not so bright. Doesn't matter, Mataji, Brahmachari, Gyastha, all bright face, beaming light. Why? Because associating with beaming light, Radha Raj Bihari. Yes, yes, yes. What do you say? Yes? Hare. Yeah. Adan may say, good morning, good morning. What he says? Huh? Well, physical thing, it reflects our inside. If we inside happy, the outside, even Shakespeare said that face is the index of mind. Your consciousness is reflected on your face. Now, had you not been coming, you see, before coming in to Radha Raj Bihari, you see your face in a picture. You find a lot of difference. Sir, you check out yourself. Thank you very much. May Radha Raj Bihari bless you, because you are already getting blessing. Thank you.